Excellent work, Commander. Only a few more planets to scan in this Milky Way galaxy, and then we can be off towards the... Andromeda galaxy. Excellent work indeed. I trust that you have been keeping a close eye on our containment division, making sure they're collecting a few specimens from each planet we conquer. Once we finish overtaking the next galaxy, we can head back home to Zalax and sell off these prisoners to the rest of the Xel'Nox. Then we can start our conquest again. Speaking of our prisoners, you there, guard, bring forth our prisoners from this galaxy and the previous one. It is about time we inspect them to make sure they're up to Xel'Nox standards. They need to be of sufficient quality. And we can't have them carrying any type of diseases that could infect my people either. Welcome aboard our ship, prisoners. I am Halva, Queen of the Xel'Nox, and your captor. You have been selected to be brought back to our planet of Zalax and be sold off as slaves to its people. There is no sense in trying to fight back. Or you could be vaporized on the spot. Even if you somehow defeat us and take over our ship, you will have no place to run. Your planets have been completely taken over by us, and many inhabited ones have also been overtaken by us. Word will get out, and you will be hunted down. Before we take you to your new home, I have to inspect each one of you to make sure none of you have anything that could pose a threat to my people. I have data on just about each of you, so I have an almost certain idea on where my final destination will be. Maybe if you're worthy enough, one of you will become my slave for the rest of your life. But I highly doubt any of you would be worth a thing to a superior race. Now look alive, make yourselves presentable enough. It's inspection time. Step forward, prisoner. A Nixon. Big, strong, but not the brightest of the bunch. You'll definitely be sold off. Next. A Vangrill, huh? Nice balance between strength and brain. But far too much pride. You'll be sold. Next. My, an Avos. A sweet, gentle, sophisticated type. But also a coward. Sold off. Next! What do we have here? I've never seen one of these before. What species are you? Oh, a human. Most fascinating. What planet were you from? Earth. I seem to forget anything significant about this Earth. But you do look rather interesting. Guard, put the human up against the wall. I want to inspect them in a moment. Next! A Trixen? Who let that vile creature on board? The bottom feeders of the universe are nothing more than living sludge. You will not be sold to any of my people. As a matter of fact, you will be executed. Take that filth down to the secondary brig. I will see to your execution after I am done inspecting the human. Now to take a proper look at you. Seems you have a good balance of size and strength. You don't seem dim-witted and not too shabby looking for a creature that has evolved something other than tentacles to move. You'll do fine. You will not be sold off or executed. I'm going to make you my personal slave. You may not like it, or me, but I like you. There's a type of aura I can feel from you. It's different compared to all of the other species that we have obtained. Regardless, you are still a slave, even if you will be treated at the highest level of decency. Guard, have the humans wait inside my quarters. There's an execution that is in order for that
wretched tricks.
I hope I haven't kept you waiting too long, dear human. The execution was rather difficult, but it's nothing to worry about. Come, human, join me on my bed. Oh, don't be so tense, human. I'm not going to harm you. Rather, I just want to examine you much more closely. I've never seen a human before. You're also my slave, so you must do as I instruct. So please, join me. Good human. Oh, you are quite an obedient species. Now hold still. I'm going to examine you. Such interesting features you have, human. You and I both have arms and hands, but what you don't have are tentacles. Doesn't that seem a little counterproductive for a species such as your own? I did search for your type before the execution, and it did mention that you're generally the intelligent type, and that you've had numerous feats. For your species, of course. We also seem to share a number of similar features, but also quite a few different ones. For example, we do not have... What is that on top of your head? These strings of yours. What do you humans call this scratchy, light bodily detail? Hair. What function does it serve? Is it part of your brain? Does it hurt when I touch it? I see. It serves as a look. I now understand that it would hurt if you were to have something come in contact with your hair. We Xelnox do not have this hair, as you can see, but I suppose these tendrils we have could substitute as our hair, seeing as we don't have any real feeling in them. Such a fascinating detail. These appendages you use to move yourself from one spot to the next, what are they called? Legs. And their function is movement. Incredible. Humans are so fascinating. Maybe I should have strolled your Earth while there were still plenty of you left alive, just to understand them better. Now, what about beneath this body cloth? What do you look like underneath? What's the matter, human? Do you not want me to see underneath? Are you perhaps nothing but organs beneath it? I see. You're shy about yourself. I fail to understand why. You're such a beautiful specimen. A beautiful, strong, and intelligent specimen. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, may I see what is underneath those clothes, please? Oh, my stars. Such a beautiful, rugged body. It's like the body of a vangrill, but all around in some places. My, my. I truly chose the right specimen to be all mine. But what are these circles on your chest? They look like the suckers on a tentacle, but inverse in a way. Nipples. Interesting. Are they supposed to be standing up like that? What happens if I touch them with one of my tentacles? Ooh.
What was that? Was that a moan? Oh my stars. That was such a cute sound. Why don't we do that again? Such an alluring sound. Why don't I play with you a little more? Do you like me touching your nipples? What about if I tuck them? Oh, that's a lovely sound. My, my. What's growing down there? Could it be a reproductive organ? May I see it, human? Remember, you are my slave. So you kind of have to obey me. But at least I will be polite about it and ask. Wow. It looks just like the male Xelnok's reproductive organ. It's so hard and thick. And it's much bigger than the average male Xelnok's. Or rather, any male Xelnok's. It also appears that some seminal fluid is leaking out. That must mean you are either ready to breed or just want to pretend to breed. That is rather erotic. What the female Xelnok's do whenever preparing to breed with a male is what we call milking. It involves the female stroking the male's reproductive organ until they ejaculate. What it does is unclog the organs inside so the breeding can be optimal and the chance for offspring is increased. Seeing that male Xelnok's have incredible endurance, you have a lot to live up to, human, if you want to be worthy enough for me to keep. I will stroke your reproductive organ with my tentacle so that it will be easier for me to go up and down, and so you don't get injured. Also, as a substitute, I will refer to your reproductive organ as a cock, because it is far simpler. Are you okay with that, human? Good. Now prepare yourself. I shall now milk your cock to prepare for breeding. Do not worry. I'll be gentle. Does that feel pleasurable, human? The slickness of my tentacle stroking your cock up and down. Does it feel good? Am I putting enough pressure on it? Should I put more or less? Just enough. Excellent. Is this also how humans breed? Do human females begin with milking the human males? I have so much I wish to learn. You're squirming. That must mean you're close. Don't worry, I'm here. Just let it out. Let it all out. Ejaculate all over my tentacle. Good human. Look how much you got on my tentacle. Your seed is everywhere on it. I think you're ready to breed. My reproductive organ is leaking seminal fluid, so that means I'm ready to breed as well. Come, human, look upon my body. This here in the confines of my tentacles is my reproductive organ. For the sake of simplicity, we shall call it my vagina. What you are to do is insert your cock inside and thrust it in and out until you ejaculate. Let us begin now. Oh, goodness. It really is bigger than a male Xelnok's reaper cock. Anyway, you can begin thrusting. Be a good slave, human. And breed your Xelnok's mistress. Thrust at your own pace, human. Don't overwork yourself. Oh, I can feel your cock deep inside me. Oh, it's reaching spots no male Xelnox could reach. It's exquisite. Keep thrusting. Oh, just like that. Oh, good human. Watching your body as you thrust it into me. Humans are such an attractive species. Why didn't I claim you earlier? Thrust a little harder, human. I can take it. Yes, just like that. Good human. Oh, I bet other human males are jealous of you. Oh, having such a beautiful body and a beautiful cock. Oh, I bet they'd be extremely jealous if they knew you were breeding with the queen of the Xelnocs. Oh, come on, human. Oh, invade my womb with your seed, just like how a Xelnox invaded your planet. Oh, are you about to ejaculate, human? Go ahead. Go ahead and spread your seed inside my womb. Wow. You ejaculated twice as much inside of me as you did on my tentacle. See what I mean when I say milking helps? Good work, human. I feel so full of your seed. Some is even spilling out of me. But we're not done here just yet. You did such a good job. I want to reward you. Positive reinforcement, I believe it's called. Do you know why I am queen of the Xelnox, human? It's not just because I'm able to make the correct choices that benefit my people, or because I'm able to lead them without fail, but also because I provide my people with ways to reproduce. As a queen, it is my duty to make sure my people thrive and live on. Not only am I able to make offspring, I am able to make other female Xelnox have offspring. I have made numerous generations of Xelnox. Sometimes I'm tired of impregnating female Xelnox. Sometimes I want to impregnate a different type of species, regardless of whether I can or not. This time, if at all possible, I want to impregnate you, human. What's that? Human males cannot be impregnated. Is your sole use just breeding human females? How has your species survived? Regardless, I still want to present a gift to you. That gift is my cock. Seminal fluid is already leaking, and I do believe that you have another hole that isn't your mouth that you could use. Can you turn away from me, and then get on your hands and whatever bendy part of that leg is for me? Just as I thought. There is another hole. What is this hole, human? Quite the strange name for a hole. What is its purpose? You don't want to tell me. That's all right. You can keep some little secrets. I'm still going to penetrate it, like how you penetrated me. I'll be very gentle. This hole looks very tight. It really is tight. Oh, but your body is telling me when I can move. Such an incredible species you humans are. I'm all the way inside. Your body will tell me when to move again. You just relax and enjoy. Oh, my stars. This is such a tight hole. What is its purpose? I'm so confused. It's such a warm place. Like my cock was meant to be inside of here. It's so tight. Like this hole is trying to milk my cock. Are you sure human males cannot be impregnated? Oh, I can't hold on any longer. Oh, I feel I'm going to ejaculate soon. Oh my. Did you ejaculate again, human? You really do have a lot of endurance. No Xelnox has ever been able to ejaculate 3 times in a row. Most impressive. It looks like my seed is spilling out of you too. Your asshole was so tight. It just milked my cock. I imagine you would have been impregnated by that, if it were possible. Well, you did such a wonderful job today. That's a good human. I cannot wait until the next time we get to do this. It will be just as erotic as this time. Oh, and so that other Xelnox and other species know, I have another gift for you. I've held on to this through numerous galaxies, hoping I would one day find a specimen worthy of being my slave. Today I found that specimen. You. Except, I don't think I'll refer to you as my slave. I think a more appropriate term would be my companion. I want to give you this collar, signifying that you belong to me. And that nobody can have you. Will you accept my gift as well as my love? You will. Well, that makes me so happy, human. Let me put this collar on you. It's a perfect fit for you. Now we can travel the universe, me leading my people, and you by my side. You'll be loved by me. And you, anyone who dares oppose me or tries to hurt you shall be vaporized. I will take good care of you. And once our conquest is complete, we shall enjoy ourselves under the moons of Xalac.